This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, public comments needed for LANL groundwater discharge permit for zero liquid discharge. That's right, a discharge permit where there is no discharge. This sounds complicated, and in many ways it is, but if one boils it down, as the Communities for Clean Water and their lawyers have, it means that instead of the New Mexico Environment Department holding a hearing on a draft groundwater discharge permit next week, a hearing about a draft permit modification to Los Alamos National Laboratory's hazardous waste permit should be held. In 1963, the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility began operations next to the plutonium facility. Radioactive and hazardous liquid waste flows into the facility for treatment. In the early days, it annually discharged nearly 16 million gallons of treated liquids through an outfall that led to Morton Dead Canyon. A 1998 LANL report acknowledged that eliminating liquid discharges from the facility would result in the loss of an exemption and require regulation under the New Mexico Hazardous Waste Act. In November 2010, LANL accomplished zero liquid discharge. Since then, LANL has not discharged anything through the discharge pipe into Morton Dead Canyon. In June 1994, CCNS, after reviewing LANL budget documents, sent a letter to Environment Department Secretary Judith Espinoza, sharing information that, quote, seepage is occurring through the tank walls, end quote, at the facility. The department then asked LANL to submit a permit application to discharge to groundwater. The New Mexico Water Quality Act requires facilities from mobile home parks to nuclear weapons facilities to obtain a permit if they are discharging a pollutant to groundwater. Over the years, there have been fits and starts to release a draft permit for public review and comment. In 1996, both Tewa Women United and CCNS asked the Environment Department for a public hearing. Tewa Women United and CCNS are members of the Communities for Clean Water. 22 years later, a public hearing will be held next Thursday, April 19th, beginning at 9 a.m. at Fuller Lodge in Los Alamos. CCW filed a motion to dismiss because the facility is now a zero liquid discharge facility. Without a discharge, the department has no authority under the Water Quality Act to issue a permit. The motion has been briefed, but no hearing date has been scheduled. Further, even if a permit is granted, it would never go into effect because there would never be a discharge. Since November 2010, LANL has used a mechanical evaporator to evaporate the liquids into the air and then haul away the resulting sludge. CCNS has prepared a sample public comment letter for you to use. Please submit your comment before April 19th, as the comment period generally ends when the hearing ends. This has been the CCNS News Update. To download the sample public comment letter, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.